Israel says it's still open to a diplomatic solution. Even so, the war goes on. Residents say the troops have pushed deeper than ever before into Gaza City, where high civilian casualties are almost a certainty. The medics who treat the wounded are still in the firing line. 28 clinics have been closed and 3 hospitals have sustained direct hits. 13 medics have been killed so far. At the latest funeral, their colleagues called on Israel to do more to avoid hurting them.
It is absolutely indispensable and it is not negotiable that the medical mission in such a conflict has to be protected.
The Palestinian Ministry of Health says 7 ambulances have also been destroyed. The Red Cross has warned Israel it's broken international law by preventing medics from reaching the wounded, and it insists it must never happen again.
I mean, wounded people, they cannot wait for days or even many hours to be evacuated and cared for.
Hamas continues to fight and fire rockets into Israel, but it's lost hundreds of men and valuable equipment too. Israel says its troops found this old anti-aircraft gun hidden inside a mosque.
The UN's Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon is in the region today to begin a frantic round of diplomacy. But Israel's already made it clear, diplomacy is only one part of the equation.
Israel's attacks won't stop until it thinks Hamas has been beaten into submission. For now, the people of Gaza remain sealed inside their tiny strip of land. And there's little chance Israel's long-standing blockade will be lifted. Matt Brown, ABC News, Jerusalem.
لا إله إلا الله.